This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Terry Lynn Lopez. Date of birth, August the 31st, 1968. Case ID number is 40-4749780. Date of exam, October the 17th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023 and one dated 7/11/23. Identifying information. This is a 55-year-old married female with two grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of spondylosis/back and hip pain, comma, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, comma, depression/anxiety, comma, Hashimoto's disease, comma, and diabetes mellitus type 2. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2015, where she worked as a cashier, comma, stocker, comma, and a cook for 25 years. During the time that she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment, and her husband is receiving disability and Social Security, along with Veteran Administration's disability as well. She has also been receiving disability for approximately 7 years. Allegation number one, spondylosis/back and hip pain, comma, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, comma, depression/anxiety, comma, Hashimoto's disease/thyroid disease, comma, and diabetes mellitus type 2. History of allegations, spondylosis/back and hip pain. The claimant states that in 2008, she started to develop pain in her lumbar sacral back area. The claimant states that she has been in approximately 3 motor vehicle accidents and has also fallen off of a porch in 2019. She states the other 2 accidents were T-bone type of accidents. The claimant states that the character of her lumbar sacral back pain is consistent with a sharp, constant, spasmodic type of pain where it radiates down to her right hip and leg area. She was diagnosed with spondylosis of that area of her lumbar sacral back area. She was also diagnosed with an L3/L4 and an L4-L5 herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back area. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, sit for 20 minutes, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Donna Mary. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and walking around the apartment. The claimant has seen Dr. Mary for some time, and she has also seen a chiropractor for 2.5 years. She also received 8 weeks of physical therapy for her back. She is presently on multiple medications for her back pain, which she states does not help her. She is taking diclofenac sodium 1% gel, QID to affected area, gabapentin 800 milligrams TID, meloxicam 7.5 milligrams QD, and tenazidine 4 milligrams TID. She was diagnosed with right leg radiculopathy of the lumbar sacral spine with herniated disc times 2 and osteoarthritis, along with spondylosis. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number 2, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. The claimant states that in 2011, she had problems with carpal tunnel syndrome with both of her wrists, secondary to overuse syndrome. X-rays and EMGs were performed, which confirmed her diagnosis, and the claimant went on to have a carpal tunnel release performed of the right wrist in 2015. She denies any fractures and states that she still has some discomfort of the left hand as well. No injections were given. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. She also feels numbness in both hands. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 15 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet occasionally, and I lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a broom, button her clothes, and states that many objects drop out of her hands. She has no assistive devices she uses at this time, and as noted earlier, her physician is Dr. Donna Mary. The claimant states that she does minimal physical activity and watches TV most of the time. Allegation number 3, depression / anxiety. The claimant states that in 2012, she started to develop severe depression and states that she has had suicidal ideation but never has attempted to commit suicide. The claimant states she has problem with insomnia, occasional decreased appetite, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, nervousness, anxiety, and has times where she has a lot of fear. She denies any violent or homicidal type of activity, anger, slowness, or sadness. She is fearful of being in public places, but states that she does not have many crying spells at this time. She states that her mother was very abusive when she was a child, and that she suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. She is presently taking buspirone 10 milligrams BID and fluoxetine hydrochloride 40 milligrams QD, which she states has helped her with her symptoms. Her condition is stable at this time. Allegation number 4, Hashimoto's disease with thyroid hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2017, she was diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease. She denies any surgeries, radiation, or other medications given for her condition. Her labs at this time are controlled, and she is presently on level thyroxine, 25 micrograms QD. She states that she is being observed closely and that her medical labs have been normal. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 5. Diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2007, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, and a weight loss of 30 pounds in 8 weeks. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does suffer from neuropathy of her feet where she feels tingliness and coldness. She checks her blood glucose once per day and states that it usually comes out between 70 to 800. Her glucose reading today was 119. She is presently on Ozempic 4 milligrams / 3 milliliters, 1 milligram sub-Q Q-week. She states that she is very happy with the medication she's taking and has lost approximately 30 pounds in 8 weeks. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 6.1%, which is a very good reading. She appears to be doing very well. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medications, Buspirone 10 milligrams BID, diclofenac sodium 1%, gel QID, fluoxetine hydrochloride 40 milligrams QD, gabapentin 800 milligrams TID, losartan 25 milligrams QD, meloxicam 7.5 milligrams QD, omeprazole 20 milligrams QD, Ozempic 4 milligrams / 3 milliliters, 1 milligram sub-Q Q-week, Ropinirole hydrochloride 0.2 milligrams QHS, Symbicort aerosol 80/4.5, 2 puffs BID, Tizanidine 4 milligrams TID, vitamin D2 1.25 milligrams QD, levothyroxine 25 micrograms QD. Medical problems, hypertension, gastritis, osteoarthritis, diabetes mellitus type 2, history of myocardial infarction in 2017, Hashimoto's disease, thyroid disease, and now hypothyroidism, depression slash anxiety slash post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, major surgeries, rotator cuff tear of the right shoulder, and rotator cuff repair in 2015, history of bilateral tubal ligation in 1990, carpal tunnel release of the right side in 2015, surgery of the left foot for bone spurs in 2003. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 30 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. She does use marijuana, but has not used it since 1998. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.9 Fahrenheit. Weight, 249 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 8.5 inches tall. BP, 144 over 102 mmHg. Heart rate, 98 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 37.5. General. This is a 55-year-old female who appears to be much older than her stated age. And who is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the fourth sentence. The claimant does have poor dentition and has lost multiple teeth. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is /20/25. And OS pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. The claimant does use reading glasses for up close. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese, and physical examination was difficult. Could you drop down to extremities? There is a 3-centimeter right palmar wrist scar in the vertical position, which was 3 centimeters, where the claimant had a carpal tunnel release performed. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant, after the last sentence, the claimant did have multiple tattoos. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area and also of both shoulders. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the right shoulder area, where the claimant has decreased range of motion of the right shoulder with abduction and forward elevation at 120 and internal and external rotation also decreased. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted device at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for the right lower extremity where it was decreased sensitivity and motor function. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms except for the mild right lower extremity and lumbar sacral back area. Muscle strength is +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the right hand, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects secondary to bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the lumbar sacral back area as well as both wrist areas where surgery has been performed on the right wrist area. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is decreased grip strength of plus 4 over 5 for the right hand and plus 5 over 5 for the left. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to carpal tunnel syndrome. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to mild right lower radiculitis of the lumbar sacral back area and bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Probable diagnoses. Number one, spondylosis / back and right hip pain - normal physical exam and very mild findings of right lower leg radiculopathy. Number two, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome with right hand carpal tunnel release confirmed with physical examination. The claimant does have some mild signs of carpal tunnel syndrome, but has a normal physical exam and normal strength at this time in her grip. Allegations number three, depression / anxiety. Being treated at this time appears to be fairly well controlled. Number four, Hashimoto's disease / hypothyroidism. Being treated at this time, the claimant's labs have been normal. Number five, diabetes mellitus type 2, being treated with Ozempic and having very good results with the injection that she is placing right now in her body. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Terry Lynn Lopez.